بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, as we had mentioned previously regarding the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, that they had offered all types of excuses in order to stay behind from the battle of Tabuk, and some of them didn't even bother coming to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they merely sat back at home. They did not take part. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had returned from Tabuk, then they went forth to offer their excuses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had been informed that these people were untrue and that they did not have any valid reason for remaining behind. And therefore, those with a valid excuse, he accepted their excuses. He made dua of istighfar for them, of maghfirat for them, and he permitted them to remain behind. And those who did not have any valid excuse, then he simply turned away from them and he left them for Allah to deal with them. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that from amongst the Bedouins, the nomadic Arabs, here also there were two groups. One was those people who had genuine excuses preventing them from coming and taking part in this expedition. And then there was also a group from amongst them, from amongst these Bedouins or village dwellers, who were also hypocrites. And they did not bother coming forward to offer any excuse. They just remained behind. So Allah speaks about these two groups. وَجَاءَ الْمُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ لِيُؤْذَنَ لَهُمْ Allah says that some of the nomadic Arabs, the Bedouins, also came forth to offer their valid excuses and reasons so that permission could be granted to them. And of course, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them permission. And the second group, وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Those who were untrue to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not have true iman, then they simply remained behind. سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ So Allah says, those from amongst them who have disbelieved, then a painful punishment will befall them, a painful punishment will come to them. So this was with regard to those who stayed back, and particularly those who did not have any valid excuse. Now, after mentioning this entire incident and all those who remained behind, there were some Sahaba radiallahu anhum who genuinely were ill or they were weak and they were unable to go forth. And there were others who perhaps did not have any physical disability, but they simply did not have the means by which they could take part in this expedition. They could not afford any conveyance, or they could not afford any weapons, etc. So they remain behind as well. And here Allah clarifies that these people will not be taken to task. They cannot be punished for remaining behind, because they were genuinely wanted to take part. They were with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout everything else, but they had some valid reason. So here these groups are mentioned. لَيْسَ عَلَى الدُّعَفَاء وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ حَرَجٌ إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Allah says that there is no blame, no reproach, no sin upon who? Upon those who are physically weak. They are infirm. وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى Nor upon those who have some genuine illness, sickness. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ Nor upon those people who do not have means by which they, or means to enable them to go forth in this expedition. So there is no blame, no reproach upon these three groups. The weak, the sick, and those who do not have any financial means. إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Seeing as they are sincere to Allah and His Messenger, they are genuine people, they have true iman. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ And then Allah gives us the principle, what we call the usul, the principle to be used to determine whether a person could be punished or not in this regard. Allah says, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ Those people who are genuine good doers, they are always taking part in these activities of goodness, of iman, of deen, then there is no grounds to reproach them and punish them. Here they have a valid excuse, a valid reason. So simply because they have remained behind in this one expedition, you have no grounds to reproach them or to punish them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ And Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. In other words, He has already forgiven them. Then one more group is mentioned specifically. There was a group of people, and the narration mentions 6 or 7 individuals. They had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had mentioned that we do not have any means. we are unable to afford or to fund our own trip, and therefore perhaps you have some extra conveyance, something has come into the Baytul Mal, and from this you can provide us with some means, and we will then join you. At that point in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not have anything, and particularly there were no surplus conveyances, so he had to turn them down, had to turn them away. And these people were so sincere, so genuine, that when they heard that there is no means, no conveyance for us, they began to tear, they began to cry, and they turned away, and their hearts were broken, that we could not take part and go in the path of Allah. So Allah mentions this group specifically. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. That you cannot blame or have anything to say against those who, when they had come to you in order to ask for a conveyance, and you then replied to them saying, لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. I unfortunately do not have any conveyance to give you. تَوَلَّوْ وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا. Allah says that they turned away, and their eyes began to well up with tears. Why? Out of sadness, out of grief. Allah yajidu ma yunfiqoon. Because they did not have means to spend in the path of Allah. So these people were genuine, they were sincere. One hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that innakum khallaftum bil madinati rijalan. You have left behind certain people in Madinah Munawwara. They were of course on the expedition at that time. So Nabi alayhi salam said to them, you have left behind certain people in Madinah Munawwara. مَا قَطَعْتُمْ وَادِيًا وَلَا تَرَقْتُمْ. You did not traverse any valley, you did not cross any difficult terrain, except إِلَّا وَهُمْ مَعَكُمْ. That they were with you and they shared in your reward. Every step you had taken in the path of Allah, they also got a share of this reward. And then Nabi ﷺ mentioned why. حَبَسَهُمْ الْعُذْرُ. One narration mentions, حَبَسَهُمْ الْمَرَضُ. It was some valid excuse or some sickness that had kept them back. So they will still get the full reward based on their intention. Who can you blame? Who can you reproach? Who can you punish? إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ وَهُمْ أَغْنِيَاءُ. You have grounds to punish or to rebuke those who come to seek your permission despite having all the means in the world. رَضُوا بِأَن يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ. Those people who were pleased and happy to simply remain behind. وَطَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. And Allah had sealed their hearts. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Therefore, they did not have correct knowledge and they did not make the right decision. So this concludes the discussion, or rather concludes the 10th juz, speaking about those who remain behind from the Battle of Tabuk. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.